The next patient is Carla Johnson. The last name is J-O-H-N-S-O-N. This is the clinical case of a 57-year-old African-American female, a patient of Dr. Nicole Domenech. Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Domenech, D-O-M-E-N-E-C-H. That was sent for evaluation of the kidney biopsy. She has a history of more than 20 years of diabetes mellitus, and she has been morbidly obese with a BMI of 47. The blood sugar has been under control. The patient was taking Jardiance, but the Jardiance was discontinued. And the patient has noticed that she is weaker, tired, and retaining fluid. And we ordered the protein creatinine ratio that was reported 11,567 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine. It's a very aggressive nephrotic syndrome. The urinalysis is a 3+ proteinuria. The patient has a thyroid profile that is adequate. The most likely situation is that the patient has diabetic nephropathy. However, with this level of proteinuria, we have to rule out any possible causes of a nephrotic syndrome. And for that reason, we are going to order the workup that include ANA, ANCA, ANCA, anti-GBM, anti-double strand DNA, anti-phospholipase A2 receptor antibody, C3, C4, hepatitis profile, C-reactive protein, kappa-lambda ratio, rheumatoid factor, sedimentation rate, Smith antibody, serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation, urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation. We're going to put her back on Jardiance, continue with the administration of the antihypertensives, the diuretics, and we are going to refer the case for a kidney biopsy. I am going to talk to Dr. Benny due to the size of the patient. She is at the present time with a BMI of 48 with 330 pounds. The most likely approach for this kidney biopsy is transvenous. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under fair control. Number three, hypothyroidism is under fair control. Following number, hypertension that is out of control. Blood pressure is 170 over 88. Following number, hyperlipidemia. We're going to reevaluate the case after the workup. We invested 10-minute review in the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.